Allah created mankind with the ability of performing good and evil deeds. And man is bound to be overtaken by negligence, forgetfulness, or just plain weakness. He's bound to be influenced by conditions surrounding him, or by people who would cause him to act in inappropriate manner. And being the mortal that we are, Allah in his knowledge and his understanding has created man with limitations. We are not like Allah. Allah is all wise, all knowing, all seeing. And therefore, we are at times bound to break the commands of Allah, to compromise the rights of fellow creatures. We are vulnerable to be victim of the excesses and wrongs of others. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Kullu bani Adam khattaun." Every man is a sinner. وخير الخطائين التوابون, and the best of sinners are those who repent. And therefore, there's a need to constantly caution, remind one another about the consequences of wrong behavior. And Allah Rabbul Izzah sent our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a muslih, a reformer, a rectifier. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam carried out this task in the most dignified and noble manner, with decorum, with respect. The Quran advised with regards to Nabi Musa alayhi salam when he went to Fir'aun, فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلَ اللَّيِّنَا, and say to them a kind word. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam continuously faced different situations and people who needed to be reformed and corrected. And in each of the examples, you know, we find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how he acted when people act, acted in with ignorance, forgetfulness. Islam does not allow us to humiliate, to embarrass the wrongdoer. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was aware of his own position and rank when rebuking and rectifying those who were close to him. Sometimes he was more stern to them than to a stranger. He was aware of the effect that his rebuke would have on the person. And therefore, he would use different methods. A Sahabi narrates, Ya'ish ibn Tihfa narrates that from his father, who says that he was a guest of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam amongst poor who were being hosted by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And at night, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came out to check and found him sleeping on his stomach. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tapped him with his foot and said, "Don't sleep like this. This is a position disliked by Allah." And according to another narration, he said, "This is the position of the dwellers of Jahannam." So this method of rectifying the error of a person by tapping with a foot was appropriate for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whereas if anyone else were to do the same, it could be have a negative effect. He would have to use a gentler method. So when making islah and reforming, our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam considered the human nature. Man is likely to err by very nature. He considered what was the violation of the commands of Allah. He considered, the thing that was this from the Aqeedah. Like at the time of the eclipse that had occurred, the very sun day when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's son Sidna Ibrahim had passed away. And he said that this eclipse is due to the, people said it's from the, because of the death of Ibrahim, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam immediately rectified them, saying, "Verily the sun and the moon are two signs of Allah. They do not eclipse because of someone's death. If you see them eclipse, then make dua unto Allah and pray to him until it passes." Now, when we look at the different methods and different occasions, one needs to differentiate between an error that was committed ignorantly or an error committed knowingly. It often happens that a person is seen doing a totally forbidden act quite casually. To rectify the error, the one who wishes to rectify it should explain as to why the person has committed such an error. It's very possible that he could have done it with total ignorance. Then when reforming and correcting, one needs to exercise justice. Sayyidina Usama radiallahu anhu was beloved to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the son of Sayyidina Zayd, who was the adopted son of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And once a serious matter arose in the community where a woman had stolen and was awarded a punishment for her family, sought intercession. And said Aisha narrates that, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke up at this point when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even if Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad, had to steal, then I would cut off her hand. Now, this is a situation where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam corrected a wrong that was there when they came to intercede with regards to the hudud of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said that, what is it that you wish to intercede with regards to the penal punishment? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, while correcting them, he maintained calm when rectifying the errors. He explained the harmful consequences. He rectified through practical demonstration. Sometimes he addressed an error in general terms, rectifying a wrong through rousing public opinion, displaying anger upon an error at times. He even boycotted these companions who did not participate in the Battle of Badr. So there were different methods that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make the people realize the error. And therefore, amongst the names of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was Al-Muslih.